The scripture reading today is Philippians 3, verse 17, and 4, verse 1, from the New Testament. Brothers and sisters, join in imitating me and observe those who live according to the example you have in us. For many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. I have often told you of them, and now I tell you even with tears. Their end is destruction, their God is the belly, and their glory is in their shame. Their minds are set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and it is from there that we are expecting a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will transform the body of our humiliation that it may be conformed to the body of his glory by the power that also enables him to make all things subject to himself. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be life-giving and life-affirming, O Holy One, for you are our hope and joy. Amen. Join in following my example and observe those who walk according to the pattern you have in us, Paul says. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, he says, in this way stand firm in the Lord. How did you learn to tie your shoes? How did you learn to read? How did you learn social skills of engaging someone in conversation or welcoming them as a guest into your home? Yeah. Whether you were a young child or an adult, when we seek to learn something new, it's often learned more quickly when we're able to copy someone else already doing it. And Paul knew as well, you see, that spiritual growth doesn't come about when we are alone ourselves. Join in following my example, Paul says. Observe those who walk according to the pattern that you have in us. Growth in faith, you see, is not something easily acquired on our own, if it can even be. So one sure way to grow in faith is to work with someone else, in the way an apprentice might perhaps, or at least a mentor, seeking to understand their habits and practices, seeking to emulate the pattern of their living, a pattern of living modeled after Jesus Christ. Take a moment and picture someone you know, someone you have known, maybe, who you believe lives out what it means to be a Christ follower, a Christ imitator. Picture that person. What is it about them? What do you see that has you identifying them as a Christ follower? And what of that do you see in your own living? I have found that conforming my life to the template Jesus lived for us is difficult work, and that's on the easy days. You see, the template Jesus gave us is one of emptying ourselves so that we can be filled with God for the sake of others. Jesus' life, emptying ourselves so that we can be filled with God for the sake of others. That means I have to set aside what I believe is my right in order to do what is right. Maybe I deny myself the treat that I earned with my hard-earned money. in favor of using it to help someone else. Maybe I choose to work to absolve someone of punishment and guilt for a wrong they've done me because punishment isn't what's needed and will not be helpful. Maybe it's going without my time of quiet so that I can sit in conversation with someone who needs my ears and my heart to hear their story. Or giving up my place at the table so that someone else's voice can be heard. Jesus' acts of emptying in order to be filled with God means that we release the things and the privileges that society tells us are our due, that we might be open to God's call to walk with one another in the way of Christ. Now, unlike learning to tie our shoes, where we learn to copy someone's every movement, maybe in reverse, conforming ourselves to the pattern of Jesus Christ is a special kind, a different kind of imitation. Carl Jung said this, "Are we to understand the imitation of Christ in the sense that we should copy his life, or in a deeper sense, that we are to live our own lives as truly as Jesus did his?" He went on to say, "It is no easy matter to live a life modeled on Christ's, but it is unspeakably harder to live our own life as truly and as authentically as Jesus lived his." You see, we don't seek to become a duplicate copy of Jesus. We don't seek to become Jesus. Instead, we seek to embody the patterns of Jesus in the dailiness of our own living. So the ways of being like Christ are as many and as varied as we are. Yet it is for all of us, in following Christ, that we become an incarnation, living flesh of the love and grace of God. And there is a depth of joy and peace and rightness within us. In those moments, we know we are truly following the pattern of Christ. There's an expansiveness that does not come from any other source. And I pray you have felt it at least once in your living. I believe that we are blessed here at First Christian, blessed to be in community together, blessed to have within our midst people who model for us this Christ pattern of living. So I invite you to do something. I want you to look to your right. And look to your left. And look within. Do you recognize those Christ-following people? You know, it's human nature to prefer to hold up models of faithful living that are in some way removed or distant from us. Perhaps they don't live close, or they're now deceased, or our relationship isn't a close one, or they have a specified role or position, and that may be the reason why we name them Christ-like. It's often easier to hold up people removed from us in these ways than it is to look at our neighbor and seek it. But the lives of these distant spiritual heroes do not affect our living in the same way. You see, we can let ourselves be influenced by them without having to make any commitment of our own lives in community. Yet it's in community that God calls us to live and grow. It's not perfect, but it is where we engage in the messiness of a life of faith. So I encourage you to be intentional about looking within community, a friend, an acquaintance, maybe even someone you find challenging to be with. And seek to learn from them how they struggle to live faith. And perhaps, when you're ready, I encourage you to take that next step further and ask if you can sit with them and learn from them about what Christ following is like in their life. Now, to be clear, when Paul says that our citizenship, our identity, is in heaven, it does not mean that we ignore injustice on earth. Instead, it means that we look to the place of our belonging for the power to change what is wrong. We look to the place of our belonging for the power to heal and the power to help and the power to save. It is our belonging to God that gives us hearts to see the kingdom of God here on earth. It is our belonging to God that gives us courage to embrace the kingdom vision of God. It is our belonging to God that gives us the will to strive to make it so, not for ourselves, but for all people. It is this belonging to God that has engaged our minds with a vision of being fully welcoming of others, striving as best we can to be open and inclusive in all areas of community life. It is this belonging to God that has engaged our hearts with a desire to live the way of welcome that we find in the life of Jesus Christ. It is our belonging to God that tells us everything we need to make God's vision a reality can be found within us and among us as we look to God to guide us in following the pattern of Christ. We know from experience that living God's vision of open community is not always easy. But knowing that God's love and grace are found in every person gives us motivation to try again. We reach out to one another. We invite them in, making room for them at the table because in them we glimpse the image of God that can only be seen and experienced through their eyes. And because we hope to learn the truth of God that can only be experienced in their life. It is no easy matter to live a life, to live community that is modeled on Christ, but it is unspeakably harder to live our own life, to live as God's community, as truly and as authentically as Christ lived. Yet I pray that we each continue to find the courage to live our lives in the pattern of Christ, for by doing so, we become an incarnation, flesh walking, of love and grace of God. And by doing so, others have a chance to glimpse the face of God through us. May it be so. Amen.